CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. TikTok's future in the U.S. will be sealed today with President Trump's signature.
The administration has teased for days that a deal was being finalized between U.S. officials and China. And now a White House official confirms that the president will sign an executive order today, stating it does meet the requirements of a 2024 law. Under the new deal, TikTok's U.S. operations would be run by a new joint venture company, including Oracle serving as the security provider. Oracle's owner is the father of the CEO of Paramount Skydance, the parent company of CBS. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
Investigators are focusing on the motivation for the shooting at a Dallas ICE facility that killed a detainee and wounded two others. KRLD Radio's Austin York reports.
The FBI is investigating this as a targeted act of violence. Special Agent in Charge Joseph Rothrock says this is only the latest in a series of targeted violent attacks.
Early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature.
Rothrock says no ICE agents were hurt. The shooter has been identified as 29-year-old Joshua John of Fairview, Texas. He was reportedly unemployed and about to move in with his parents in Oklahoma. Austin York for CBS News, Dallas.
Officials say the shooter killed himself. With the statute of limitations about to take effect and block prosecution, correspondent Scott McFarland reports the Justice Department is considering charging former FBI Director James Comey with lying to Congress in 2020.
The person who'll decide whether to recommend charges against former FBI Director James Comey in Virginia is Lindsay Halligan, the new U.S. attorney there. Just days ago, she was a White House aide and Trump confidant and replaces a U.S. attorney who allegedly declined to move forward with the case against Comey.
Jimmy Kimmel's return to his late-night TV show was seen by many more people than usual, despite dozens of ABC affiliates ordered by their corporate owners not to show it. CBS's Matt Piper.
Jimmy Kimmel's Tuesday night show got a large audience, with ABC reporting nearly 6.3 million people tuned into the broadcast on TV. But there was an even larger audience online, with his monologue on YouTube racking up 16 million views and counting.
Adding other social platforms, and the audience number hits 26 million. Danish police say unidentified drones were observed over four airports across Denmark late last night and early today. BBC's Lauren Taylor reports one airport had to close.
The airspace was disrupted by drones. The Danish defense minister said that there's no doubt this is done by a professional actor, but he also sought to reassure people with he said there's no direct military threat against Denmark.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you 40 years old in great health and want life insurance coverage with no exam and instant coverage options? Big Lou can do that. Are you 50 to 60 with health issues and still want life insurance coverage with no exam needed? Big Lou can do that. Are you on meds for anxiety, sleep apnea, diabetes, or other health glitches and just want the best rate possible without a lot of hassles? Big Lou can do that. To find the most affordable term life coverage options for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou does term life insurance better than anyone else on the radio, and he may be able to get you $1 million to $4 million of term life coverage with no exam. For the best term life insurance deals in America, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777. Remember, Big Lou is like you. Once a week, he can do that too. Call 800-230-2777 or visit biglou.com.
The rivalry between two high schools in Memphis reached a new pitch.
Brighton High School told Central High its marching band would not be allowed to perform at their football game because it's too loud. Brighton had concerns about sportsmanship. Central's 200-member band showed up anyway, but not with their usual instruments. They all played kazoos. Freshman Ladarius Brown.
We seen A school, we was like hyping ourselves up to do the best we can.
Central's principal bought all 200 kazoos. One of its football players' parents bought game tickets for the entire band. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Skiing's governing body has approved a gene testing policy for gender eligibility in women's events, but the International Ski and Snowboard Federation delayed a decision on letting some Russian athletes qualify with neutral status for the 2026 Olympics in February. FIS says it will work with national ski team officials on gender policy. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north to northwest at 5 to 10. Clear tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. And we're going to stay sunny with above average highs in the 70s through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Bye. Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Some trying to see.
So tight. Oh, I'm a traveling man. Yeah.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
So don't you leave me standing.
if there's love behind it.
If this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign, blocking out your seeing reflection. anybody caught trespassing would be shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner."
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign, blocking out the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that, can't you read the signs?
Now hey you, mister, can't you read? You've got to have a certain tie to get a seat. You can't even watch, no, you can't eat.
You ain't supposed to be. Have a membership card to get inside.
CBS News Brief. Investigators in Dallas say they found anti-ICE language on ammo left by the gunman in the shooting at an ICE field office that killed a detainee and left two others critical. Acting Director Todd Lyons.
The brave men and women of ICE, they were taking fire. And they did rescue or attempt to rescue the detainees from the vehicle while taking fire. It's very traumatic time for everyone involved.
Federal prosecutors to decide soon whether to file charges against former FBI Director James Comey. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Comey has denied wrongdoing, but the president publicly demanded Comey's prosecution in a social media post earlier this month.
Government agencies ordered to come up with mass firing plans in case the government shuts down next week. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Democrats do not support the partisan Republican spending bill because it continues to gut the health care of the American people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Keep your swing sharp all year at X Golf Kenosha. Thursday, October 9th kicks off a 10-day fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department with a special tournament. It's the KPD versus...
CBS News Brief. Investigators in Dallas say they found anti-ICE language on ammo left by the gunman in the shooting at an ICE field office that killed a detainee and left two others critical. Acting Director Todd Lyons.
The brave men and women of ICE, they were taking fire. And they did rescue or attempt to rescue the detainees from the vehicle while taking fire. It's very... traumatic time for everyone involved.
Federal prosecutors to decide soon whether to file charges against former FBI Director James Comey. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Comey has denied wrongdoing, but the president publicly demanded Comey's prosecution in a social media post earlier this month.
Government agencies ordered to come up with mass firing plans in case the government shuts down next week. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Democrats do not support the partisan Republican spending bill because it continues to gut the health care of the American people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.